Water Values Podcast is sponsored by the following market-leading companies and organizations: by Woodard and Curran, high-quality consulting engineering, science, and operations services; by Intera, geoscience and engineering solutions; by Xylem, let's solve water; by Black & Veatch, building a world of difference; by the American Water Works Association, dedicated to the world's most important resource; and by CanDo, providing actionable insights from utility wastewater data to improve environmental and public health. This is session 187.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thank you so much for joining me. We have a great show for you today. Brian Arndt brings us his unique take on wastewater innovation and how he developed a quicker way to perform microscopy on wastewater. What is microscopy, you ask? Well, just wait because Brian answers that too. We have a blue field segment where Reese Tisdale does some double duty where we cram we essentially cram two segments of Bluefield on Tap into one, talking about the disaster in Texas. And then he gives us a thumbnail on the three big water deals that went down in the past week. So can't wait to get to that. But first, and as always, a hearty thank you to our sponsors. Again, those sponsors are Woodard & Curran, Intera, Xylem, Black & Veatch, the American Water Works Association, and CanDo. And I'd like for you to do me a favor. If you work for or with any of these sponsors, please thank your boss, thank your contact at the sponsor firm, and tell them that you appreciate their leadership in the industry through the sponsorship. You'd be surprised how far that simple note of thanks can go. And as long as you're letting sponsors know about that you appreciate their support of water industry education and thought leadership, why not leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, or whatever other podcast directory you access the podcast on. That'd be greatly appreciated, and of course, will help others find out about the podcast. Now it's time for this month's Bluefield on Tap segment. Again, that's Reese Tisdale coming at you, giving his unique perspective on what went down in Texas recently and the three big water deals that occurred in the water sector this past week. Take it away. Reese, welcome back for another Bluefield on Tap session. How you doing?
Hey, Dave, how's it going? I'm good. Things are good here.
Yeah, busy. There's been a lot going on, so let's get right into it. We're going to cover two things today. We're going to cover Texas and then all the billion-dollar deals that have gone down in the last week or so. So first, Texas, what's going on? There's an emergency in the water space in Texas and energy space, but tell us about that.
Okay, here's my real take. It's not a power problem. It's a water problem. Because guess what didn't freeze? Electrons. Water freezes in the pipelines. Water freezes at the wellheads. Water freezes in nuclear power plants. And guess what? There's no power. So it's really a water management issue rather than a power management issue. So that's sort of where, I don't know, for me, that's the lens I'm seeing the world and what's happening. But nonetheless, it's created a catastrophe of big proportions.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any, I think you're right on the big picture thing, and it really highlights the energy water nexus. What about water utilities? Because there are water utility issues.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely. I mean, it goes from the sort of the oil patch to the household to the water taps, right? So things are frozen upstream, and now at the household pipes and taps are freezing and houses are flooding, and it's all a water issue. I think the issue is, the water utilities, they rely on other critical infrastructure service providers, in this case power and energy, to make sure their needs and demands are met. And when there's a catastrophic failure, as there was in this case, their entire system shuts down, and it leads to a whole host of other problems. I mean, to put things in perspective, no one's calculated the numbers yet, at least that I've seen. Hurricane Harvey alone was $125 billion to recover from. And that was really mainly the Houston area, obviously. A lot of that, it impacted water infrastructure, households as well. This is going to be far worse. And it's not new. This isn't, it's not like this, I wouldn't, aside from climate, it was just 2011 when there was another blackout in Texas specifically that caused blackouts and other infrastructure problems. So it's not a 100-year event, it's a 10-year event.
Yeah. So, how does this factor into utility resilience planning? You know, I mean, because you hear about these backup generators that they have on site, you know, what's going on?